Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So today's a really hard day for me because I have to tell you that something that I've loved for a really long time, for years in fact, is now something that scares me.
Okay.
And wow. I need help.
Okay. We're here for you. What can we do?
You see the iPhone that lit on fire? An iPhone, like
with the kids on. Yes.
Yeah, kids' iPhone lit on fire, Steve. You know what lights on fire? Samsung, Google,
but not
iPhones.
Not the Kool-Aid you drink.
Listen, man. Steve Jobs comes back from the dead, asks okay. me to put on Nike shoes and puts a purple blanket on myself. I'm doing it.
I
would have done it
right.
Until this story.
Yeah, just caught on fire.
It's my model.
Oh, you're the seven, the six. You're
it's
on the six.
Six.
The iPhone six. Yeah,
I don't even have an X in mine. It's like, I mean, I'm not making light of this. This is like really...
It could have killed a kid.
It's a little girl, I believe, in California, 11 years old. Should she have a phone? Question one.
For safety, absolutely. In California?
Why is it in her bed then?
What's that?
Why she need it in her bed?
What
That's
better,
not safety.
She needs to be the safest in that place.
No, you need to be safe when you're at school or at the daycare or somewhere else.
Well, there too, everywhere.
Oh, you're right, California education system.
See?
I don't know how I turned that into... she threw the phone on some blankets, and
okay.
it...
just like you do.
I don't throw my phone.
I'm sorry, divan, whatever, yes.
Duvet?
That, yes.
Okay, so she's 11 years old, she's using her iPhone 6, sparks began to fly out of it,
jeez.
And she threw it on some blankets, and it burned several holes in the blankets, but did not cause any more extensive damage.
Dang.
So, wow. I ask you this.
What?
What do I do now?
Well, upgrade to a 10.
Do I? It might be that. Yeah, get the newer one. The sparks go farther.
I never hear the 10XS's never light
see,
on
you
fire.
You know my problem is? Mm. One. Okay. I'm surprised you didn't jump right on
well,
that.
Well,
Slacker, I've got a list here. Hold on. You want them alphabetically? Or how do you... One of my big problems is FOMO. Right?
Okay.
So if I go by the 10.
Yep. Oh, then the next one's coming out for sure.
Right.
And you're screwed. I'll get that one.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll have better tech than you.
Right. So when I know when they're going to do their announcements, so the phones usually come out in September. So now I've missed my window. It's too close to September for me to make a change.
Oh,
I buy the 10 now. The 11 comes right on the heels of it. I'm like, damn it, now it does this? It makes espresso?
It doesn't start on fire?
Yeah. Well, I bet you the 10 just, yeah. The 11's going to just cause major blazes, whereas the 6,
okay.
We've improved everything about the...
Even the blazes?
Yeah, the blazes are so much more. When sparks flew out of the 6, just like cinch some blankets, you can count on full destruction of your property.
Can't wait for that commercial.
If the 11, yeah, it's going to be that dude, the John Ivy guy.
Yes.
We designed the Apple iPhone 11 to make sure your whole house burns down. Something else I found out today, and I want to run this by you.
Dude, this is like a bad day for you.
I think I'm a terrible parent, and I think I may have...
Again?
Still? When did you start learning to drive?
Well, I'm a farm kid, so it was...
Okay, so wrong person to ask, but how, like even farm kid, okay.
Yeah.
How old?
Farm, but it's probably 9 or 10. I know, it's super young, yes. But you're on a farm, so...
So you're not going to kill anybody necessarily,
yeah,
but yourself.
Anything.
You're
yes.
just going to, you could,
yeah.
But so if you were to take your parenting expertise and give it to me,
okay.
What age would you start showing your children the ins and outs of operating a motor vehicle now? Would you wait? Cause I don't think they can get their learner's permit until, what is it? 15. And I think now they, like when we were young, I could get it at 15 and 9 months, maybe.
I think agricultural kids could still get it at 14 back then.
Shut up.
Yeah. They had special rules for the farm kids.
I think you can get it at 15 now.
Here in
like
the state.
Full year of practice.
You're right. You get a 15 and you can't get to the actual license until you do a year.
Is that true?
That's what I thought.
It's like a year of probation.
Kinda.
So if you don't get it right away, then you're not getting it until you're 16 and a half or 17 or whenever.
I thought so.
Well, there's these kids in Australia, ages 10 to 14, who stole their parents' car.
All right.
And took it.
What? That's a rite of passage, Slacker.
Took it. I never.
Well, I know your dad. I wouldn't either.
I never stole my parents. I never even dreamed of stealing my
Sneaking
parents' car.
It
I
wouldn't know.
Are you insane?
Even at 18?
No. Oh, my God. To this day, like if my dad comes to my house and we're, or I go to his house or whatever, my dad's in his 80s.
Yeah.
And he's got like a, he had a Taurus, now he has whatever, the Focus or something like it, like whatever. He's just a Ford guy.
He is.
I should drive, like I'm the younger one, I should drive. I would never presume that I don't drive my father. He drives me, period.
I see.
So I would not.
You know what? You know what would be fun?
What?
As an adult, let's see if you could sneak your dad, your parents' car out without them knowing while you're like this age. Let's see if Slacker can
steal. I do not want to know what you would do to me, but I'm down with the experiment. I know their garage code, but
well, we're halfway there.
I don't know where their keys are.
This is awesome.
They don't have an alarm.
Now you got to go in their house.
I got to get inside the house.
Busted.
I can maybe pull it off.
Dude, I don't know.
If anybody can pull it off. So here's what happens, right? So these 10 to 14 year old kids steal their parents' car. They take a 600 mile trip to go fishing. They put all their fishing poles and all their stuff. They went from Queensland to New South Wales. They stopped for gas, which they didn't pay for.
Wow.
Three boys, one girl, not siblings. But the one boy did leave a note for his parents. They were caught and put up on unspecified charges.
Dang.
Here's my problem.
What's that?
Since my boy has been 11, he's 12 now, he'll be 13 soon.
It's getting there.
I've already been showing him how to, like, I've shown him.
Oh, good.
No, not good. Because if I hadn't shown him anything, then he's never going to be able to do this. Like, you shouldn't. Like, I'm a guy who believes you got to teach them safety stuff, but stop looking at me like that.
Wait a second. So, you're saying you don't trust him. Okay, I got it. I just couldn't get through. I'm like, what?
I trusted him until I read this story.
Oh, wait a second. So you took the trust away because some other kid.
Yes.
Okay.
Other kids have ruined the
I just wanted to make sure.
You get that there's times when you and I start talking that what? I've already felt bad about myself, and then you're just like,
oh, I
over the top with like, right, oh, Slacker, the way you were looking at yourself as a bad parent isn't the right way. This is actually how you're a bad parent.
It kind of didn't come out like that.
No, it didn't kind of come. It's exactly what you just said.
My bad.
No, it's all good. But no, so like last year for school, he gets to ride in the front seat now. So he gets in my truck before me.
That's cool.
And then I get in. And I'm like, go ahead and start the truck. So he reaches across and starts the truck.
Nice.
And then slowly but surely, I've taught him, you know, put it in reverse, and he puts it in reverse. And then I push on the brake once we get off the driveway, and then he puts it down and drive, and then he puts it in park when we get to his school.
As you should be doing.
But now he's got all the skills he needs. Mm-hmm.
To save your life in case you collapse in the garage.
Oh, that's it, Steve.
What?
Huh? Or
what?
His girlfriend moves to Arkansas.
Or that.
And he's like, I'm coming to get you!
Because he knows how.
But can I tell you another really scary fact real quick?
What?
One day I was walking out to the garage to get my car. He was sitting in there. And as I approached my truck, he started it.
Wait, were you sitting in the passenger?
Yes. My truck, you don't have to put your foot on the brake to start it.
Okay, what?
I know.
Why?
I don't know.
Is that a Toyo thing?
Just cheap truck? I don't know.
Okay.
So at that point, I remember being a kid, if the truck could leap or jump forward, backwards, something bad could happen. So then I had to yell at him for that. So maybe now he's got the fear and he won't take my truck and go see his girlfriend in Arkansas.
Oh, no. So you didn't teach him something. He didn't know it. And then when he did, you yelled at him for it. I'm just trying to keep track.
That I'm a bad parent.
Okay.
More words that you have to say? I'm done talking about this.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.